I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. A total of $8 million flowed into the campaigns of both candidates in New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District. Incumbent Yvette Harrell received more than $4.4 million during the entirety of her campaign. More than roughly $3.6 million was taken in by her opponent and the winner of District 2, U.S. Representative-elect Gabe Vasquez. That according to the final round of reports filed by the campaigns last week with the Federal Election Commission. After losing their first three games of the season, the Capitan boys basketball team has come on strong, winning its next two games, one of them against Gateway Christian, one of the top teams in the state. This year, though, they're having their woes, and the Tigers added to them this past weekend. Capitan coach James Robinson on his team's recent surge.
We're looking better and better every day. And it's getting a positive attitude, so everybody's enthused. We're getting some wins under the belt and looking forward to the next one.
And the next one will be the Smoky Bear Classic, which begins in Capitan on Thursday.
Some tough teams out here at this tournament this weekend. It's going to be a battle no matter what. It's going to be a challenging weekend.
And the tournament is back for the first time in 5 years.
Yes, and it used to be a big tournament, and hopefully we got a big turnout for this tournament this year. It's good to have it back.
And the Tigers' first-round opponent will be Reserve, 7:15 p.m. Thursday in Capitan. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.